It's the second half of Nevada Wild. I'm Jerry Evans for 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Stay with us. Gun Talk coming up at the top of the hour. If the weather forecast when I recorded this holds true, then today is somewhat wintry-like. So if you're indoors and listening to this, appreciate it very much. Don't forget, you can get the podcast of this show at 991FMTalk.com. So a company that took an autopsy blade, a blade that was used to cut up humans to do autopsies, has developed into one of the most popular knives for hunters and taxidermists alike. So being accused of being OCD about accuracy when it comes to guns, I'm a bit OCD about sharpness when it comes to knives. Matt Cooper is with Havilon Knives. Havilon, based in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yes.
Matt, welcome to Reno.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And that's how we started is our parent company is a medical device company. So we've been doing surgical blades for almost 40 years now. Taxidermists were using our number 22 scalpel blades and kind of a light bulb went off saying, well, let's use our autopsy blade, put it on a folding handle for the average hunter to go out and use it. And then once the guides out west started picking up our knives, people started seeing how sharp they are, how lightweight they are. Solving that problem for most hunters is having a sharp knife, and they're very conscious about the weight of their pack. So we're solving those problems, and they work great, and the ball kind of rolled from there once people started those guides using it, and it just snowballed. It's been a nice ride.
And you kind of basically made the point that I was going to make, which was when you're carrying stuff in, the weight of it and everything,
yep.
And if you're carrying a regular knife, fixed blade knife, and if you're going to be skinning something, you're going to need to sharpen two or three times. With this, it's the interchangeable blade. And you also have a new product. The only thing I didn't like about it was that when you're using it, if your hands get some of the fat on it or some of the blood on it, it's kind of slippery, and you've got to be careful because it is essentially a scalpel blade to change that blade. But you've got a new little tool that makes that very easy and safer.
Yeah, a few years ago we came out with a multi-tool, and we used to tell people, because most people, hunters, are going to have a multi-tool with them when they're on the field, we would say use that to take your blade off. Well, we came out with a multi-tool with a replacement blade. We didn't want people wearing or carrying two, you know, an extra multi-tool with them, so we came out with a blade remover that we now package with all our double folding knives and Prana series that have that scalpel blade on it.
Okay. You guys also have fixed blade knives as well.
Yes, but it's we have the double folders that are going to have your traditional fixed blade on it that would need to be resharpened, but on the other end of the knife we'll have that scalpel. So you have the best of both worlds there, because the scalpel is made for cutting. You don't want to put a lot of pressure on that blade. So when you are in, say, in a tight spot, or if you're around in a joint where you kind of want to put a little more pressure on the blade, we say go ahead and switch over to that fixed blade where it's you can be a little more rougher with it and use it more as a tool than you are more cutting. Then we also came out with our Talon series that also is more of a traditional fixed blade knife. It's not a folder. The blades are much thicker where you can beat that up a little more than you can that scalpel blade.
And that would be the only thing that I would say with the knife that I use for the skinning, and it's especially good around the face where you have to do the and the ears and the eyes and everything and the gums where you have to be very careful about skinning it. If you're going to get something taxidermied, would be around bones or joints that you need to get in there and kind of break them up, so to speak.
Yep.
The one that I have in two different colors, it's affordable. It's not a super, super expensive knife, and the blades are affordable.
Yes.
And they come in the sheath that you can pack an extra 5 to 10 blades with you that don't weigh anything.
Yeah, so our most popular one is our Prana Edge. It's an older model. It's orange. You know, it's our number one selling knife because you put it down, you can see it.
Yeah.
So that is our most popular item. That retails for about $45. We do have a cheaper model or a less expensive model now that we sell for $39.99. But you're getting, for the most part, you're going to get 13 blades on most of those Prana handles. So for, you know, $30 to $40, it's a nice a nice price, and you're getting a lot out of it. And those blades will hold up. Typically, we say if you're doing a whitetail, you're going to get 2 to 3 whitetail before you need to change a blade out. Something bigger like a moose or elk, one blade for the person who's really good at it. Some people might have to use a couple blades on a bigger animal. But, so they do the edge of that, those scalpel blades really hold up really well.
Available in retail outlets, but also the website. People can shop on the website.
Havilon.com. We're in most major outdoor retailers, Bass Pro, Cabela's, Sportsman's, your regional stores, a lot of mom-pops throughout the country as well. Yep.
Havilon Knives and Matt Cooper, thanks for coming out to Reno and showcasing your product, and we look forward to seeing you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, just a reminder, too, to keep an eye on deadlines. If you plan on hunting somewhere other than Nevada this upcoming fall, March 1, the deadline for elk and deer applications in Montana, New Mexico, and Utah, also coming up very soon. So make sure you don't miss out on the opportunity to apply. Your footwear when you're going on a hunt. We'll talk to the owner and founder of Kinetrek Boots right after this.